Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody? Hi, Neely. Hey, Trina.
Hey, I love your flowers. Very pretty.
They're from the art museum.
Oh, so pretty.
From right up. Hi, Laura. Hola, Patricia. So we have a few people here in the Gampo. That's very exciting. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Julie. Hey, Arlene. Hi, Lee. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Hey, Michael. Hi, Sheila. Hey, Laura. Hola, Gabita.
Your background is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You look like the spring queen there.
Geshe Gelug is here.
Yeah, good morning. Please have a seat. Good morning, Damasi. Good morning, Venerable Hamula. Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Phillips. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo. Thank you very much for your card. Thank you. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Lini. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Sheila. Good morning, Yeshe, Michael. Good morning, Fernanda and Marcelo and Fernanda from Patagonia. Good morning, Gavida, also from Patagonia. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Helen from Shambhala. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Patricia, Patagonia. Good morning, Alisa. Good morning, Panditji. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Josefina. Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Ali. Anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, Venerable Alhamdulillah, we lead some prayer. Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra three times. Eyata mune mune maha munaye soha. Eyata and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
If it's possible, so then all my friends here, you can visualize, you know, you can visualize medicine Buddha on your above, on your crown. Bright blue light, color in bright blue light. Also the medicine Buddha, you know, itself is a form of light, visualize that. So then why we recite the mantra? So you can also visualize medicine Buddha, you know, as a mind, a Buddhist practitioner, if you can visualize that medicine Buddha on many beings, on many beings calm as possible. Okay, as possible. Did you like that? So then while we recite the mantra, light emitted from Medicine Buddha's body, dissolve into your crown chakra, so then completely purify all the physical sicknesses and mental difficulties, especially, you know, like here in the stanza only mentioned three poisons. If some of you are wondering what this three poisons refers to, this three poisons refers to anger, attachment, ignorance. So it's considered, in Buddhism, according to Buddhism, is considered as a disease. That make us, you know, mentally unhealthy. So that means, you know, it's hard to. hard to experience joy in our mind, mental joy. So the minute those. The ignorance might not seem that obvious, but it's there. But, you know, anger and attachment, so when they do rise, so then you kind of notice. It's very, I say, noticeable. It's very noticeable, so compared to ignorance. So anger and attachment, these are very noticeable emotional thought. When they rise, then you are, you know very clearly that opportunity to experiencing any form of joy in your mind is almost impossible. So that's why it's called like poison. It's called poison. It's basically it's kind of ruin your mental happiness. So, you know, ignorance is not that. Even though it's there, it's not that obvious, because you need to really think about how this ignorance is like, is considered as a poison. So why is like, how the ignorance is poisoning our perceptions, our thoughts about things about yourself, things about everything else. So this is considered as three poisons. Okay, ignorance, attachment. The first, like, they're not really ordered. Attachment, anger, then ignorance. Ignorance is the one who's like produce anger and attachment. So ignorance is the root, so kind of seed that, you know, kind of generates anger and attachment. So these are considered as a sicknesses, disease, so particular that, you know, so just visualize mantra, natural flow from the Medicine Buddha. You could say body, spirit, mind, or just you can just do from the Medicine Buddha's heart, then dissolve into your body, completely purify all the physical problems and all the, you know, the mental problems, particularly the three points, okay? So then, reciting Medicine Buddha mantra, that is the best way to do. It's the best way to just, rather than just mumbling the mantra. Okay?
So let's do 21 of these, mm-hmm. And we'll say the first three and the last one out loud. Heyata om bekanze bekanze mahabhunze bekanze aja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze mahabhunze bekanze aja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze mahabekanze bekanze adasamukadesoha.
Adasamukadesoha.
Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Tata Samugate Soha. Now the four immeasurable minds. So we'll say this three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the Chenrezig verse of praise and mantra. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So we'll say eight of these. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Now the verse of praise and mantra for green tar. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to Liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
So this is it changed slightly when you do refuge Bodhicitta prayer beginning of the class. The certain line changed a little bit. Generally speaking, this is like Mayana refuge, Mayana refuge. Taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. So this is the primary intentions to taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. That's why this stanza composed by Lama Atisha, I think back in Tibet. Mayana refuge. What that means is intentions, power of the intentions that refuge become mine, the refuge, because taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, not just for your individual liberations, but for the benefit of all mother sentient beings. So then taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, with that intention, then it becomes Mahayana Buddhist, Buddhist refuge. So then when you do like refuge practice, you know, there's like all the whole, another set of visualization involved, it's not just stanza. So in that case, so then here you are focusing mainly on your future enlightenment. Your future enlightenment, okay? Your future enlightenment. It's like probably two in one. Taking refuge as Buddha Dhamma Sangha out of your out of bodhicitta motivations, so then aiming for your own future enlightenment. So, and you know, here before the class it changed a little bit. So maybe one day we probably, I'll explain, you know, how to do refuge prayer properly, refuge practice properly. So today just say, I'll just say the prayer, okay? What I'm saying is like the whatever merit, if I created by explaining to you, you know, any form of Buddha Dharma, so I dedicate that merit for welfare of all mother-centered beings. And from your side, is there any merit you created by listening? So then you dedicate that merit to the benefit of all mother-centered beings, okay? So that's what it's mainly saying. Mainly helping us to set up the positive motivation or intentions for this class. Any questions there, Dumasi?
No questions this morning, Geshe-la.
Anybody ask questions or no?
No questions.
Anybody ask questions to ask questions?
No questions in chat.
Anybody ask question to ask question?
No.
So then last time we are talking about the five powers. Motivation. First one is the power of motivation. So need to be emphasized a little bit. Power of intention or motivations. Or this five power, you could summarize all your daily practice into five powers. So there's two types of them, five power, time of death. That's same word but different meaning. So this one is five power lifelong practice, summarized into five power, lifelong practice. power of motivations is quite important, you know, every morning when we wake up. So we need to motivate. Please make sure that we all do. So make sure it's important to motivate ourselves. So then after that, what's the second one? Power of meditations. Power of meditation. So, so now the ultimately what we are hoping, we are hoping better life, good life. What that means in according to Buddhism, what it means life with less disturbing thought, less afflictions, or less defilement, or less klesha. That's what we are hoping. That is Buddhist primary goal, to have life with less, or maybe none, you know, like disturbing thought. That's what we're hoping. So then this form is the best form to do. Why? Because not everything is like this. Everything is like roller coaster. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Some other realms, till time of death, that probably goes down. Not much hope for up, you know, and probably live long, long time. Not much concern about daily necessity, not much competitions, not much challenge. So then some other realm, there's so much suffering, probably it's almost impossible to think something about Dharma. It's almost impossible. It's like whole life is overwhelmed by difficulties or problems. So this is the best, you know, like chance or best form to hope for life with less disturbing thought. That is considered as a better life. That is truly considered as a better life. According to Buddhism, life with less disturbing thought, that is considered as a success. That is successful life. That is considered success. That is the real better life. The real better life is life with a less disturbing thought. So now the second, the power of meditations. What is the purpose of meditations? Reduce disturbing thought. It's not just sitting. It's not just sitting like chicken. It's not just sitting. That's just sitting. It's not meditating. That's how you sit when you meditate. But the sitting is not meditating. No. Meditation is something's happening here. Something's happening. Something powerful is happening within your mind. So that is called meditation. Power of learning, studying, learning, listening, to the purpose of learning, studying, is to generate calm mind, peaceful mind, tutup shishito. Gomtop, power of meditation is to less disturbing thought. Gomtop nimochumas. So then we all have moral responsibility every single day. Why we need to motivate? Because we have moral responsibility to help ourselves. So the best way to help ourselves is make sure every single day, make sure that you reduce at least some disturbing thought. no matter how, reciting mantra, meditating on Lamrim teaching, meditating on Shunyata, meditating on Bodhicitta, whatever ways that you can do, sake of your own benefit, that we have moral responsibility to have, you know, better life, as I already mentioned before. Better life means life with less disturbing thought. That is considered as a better life. Better life doesn't mean bigger house, new car, no. No, no, this is not life. This is like everybody else doing that in the mundane level, but better life. So then, you know, please, you know, make sure that every day, so what we should do, reducing disturbing thought is challenge. What we should do before that, we really need to understand the downside of disturbing thought. We really need to understand the downside of disturbing thought. That's where we should meditate on first. That's where we should meditate on downside of disturbing thought. And that's the first step. Otherwise, there will be no genuine interest to overcome from disturbing thought, because you don't see any problem. That's why the Buddha taught Four Noble Truths. Why Buddha taught among the Four Noble Truths? Why the first truth is truth of suffering? You are not going to have genuine interest for liberations if you don't understand the downside of First Noble Truth, or truth of suffering, if you don't understand. So then it's hard to have genuine interest for liberations, because we think that there's nothing wrong, everything seems okay. Or sometimes we pretend everything's okay, but everything's not okay. So the initial stage is meditating on the downside of disturbing thought. Six root afflictions. Then there's, you know, 20 secondary disturbing thought is mentioned in Buddhism. Six root, 20 secondary afflictions has been mentioned. So there's something need to be studied, or look into, then study what are those six root, why it's called root, why these 20 are called secondary, why, because this 20 of them is indirectly or produced by those six root afflictions. That's why I call secondary, or something you need to study, something you need to educate, because as I said, this life is the best chance to do, to learn, to think, to really think deep. This is the best possibility, best chance, because you can learn. So otherwise, there will be not genuine interest for moksha. There will be no genuine interest for moksha, because we don't understand the downside of disturbing thought. The six root afflicted, or twenty secondary afflicted. These are clearly mentioned in the teachings. So then, you know, every day, please, you know, including myself, all my friends here, make sure that you motivate, every single day you motivate. That's something you can do. When you wake up, you motivate. Or make sure that you reduce the disturbing thought. When you do that, that is meditation. Whether you're sitting or not sitting, that's meditation. Maybe you are doing that because you are thinking about the downside. Maybe you are trying to control your anger because the downside and drawback of anger is very clear, crystal clear. No need explanation. You know that you are very aware of that. What anger does, you are very aware based on your past experience, you are very much aware. So because of that, so then you try to minimize that. That's just an example. So then, that is the purpose of meditation, to reduce. Otherwise, so otherwise I'm worried that we just talk, no really actions. So then we are probably not going to make any progress. Then it'll be same. Then we'll back to square one. Back to square one. So then, it's important that please that you do something. Make sure that you do something that makes you feel good. Or you are doing some practice. Or may you make someone happy. So make sure that you do something every day to make sure that it makes you feel good. Feel fortunate. Oh, I feel very fortunate because I'm able to meditate on Lama. Something that make sure something, or maybe you make someone happy. Make sure that you make someone feel that they are important. They are not not important, they're important. Something, anything positive. That's what the motivation. Every day motivate that today I will make someone happy. Oh, that is your happiness. Your happiness. When you make someone happy, your happiness starts. Okay. I saw this one message, kind of interesting. Why we need to make sure that we get most out of this precious human life, because we are in the line. In that line, every minute, breathing, living being, living this world beyond.
Leaving this life behind.
Behind.
Yeah.
Every single minute. We are in that line. We cannot skip the line. We don't know how many before us, how many beings before us, we don't know. We have some ideas. I think that's similar to meditating on impermanence. That's exactly what it means. Exactly what it means, meditating on impermanence. That's just give you some kind of mental image. So all the people are lining up, first in the row, living this world beyond, then the second one, the third one, and you are in somewhere in that line. You can't skip the line. You can't go back to the bottom of the line. There's nothing you can do. Wherever you are, there you are. Wherever you are in that line, you are in that line. You can't skip. You can't fix the line. That line is kind of like, I'm sorry to say, that line is there. So you can't change the line. You can't go to the bottom of the line. You're there somewhere, no clue. So therefore, there's no meditating or impermanent. That's what we're doing. So therefore, make sure every day you do something that makes you feel good. Make sure that you do something that other people feel good. Make sure that, these are the things. Doing positive things is important. It's important. If that helps you, I'm not asking you to do. If that helps you, You know, beyond that line, when you leave the world beyond, what follows after that? Karma. It's the only thing that follows. Karma is the only thing that follows. Believe or not, that's the only thing that follows. Based on that, is not, or maybe not, not, according to Buddhism, that's very, that's certain, that certainly the karma follows. Besides that, nothing follows. Based on that, so now see what you can do. What is the negative karma? What is the positive karma? Is something that I create, or something that created from someone else for me? You need to think. Am I capable to create some positive karma? 100% yes. Am I capable to create negative karma? 100% right. Let's say, if anything you can bring tomorrow, let's say tomorrow is future. If anything that you can bring for tomorrow that helps you greatly, or anything that, you know, brings you tomorrow, anything that you can bring tomorrow that kind of damage your life, which one you choose? If something that you can bring that makes your life more better, so you choose something good. That's exactly. So that's why positive action is necessary. Speech, body, and mind. So you heard this many times. So now, as I said at the beginning of the class, hurting so many times doesn't guarantee. We need to put into actions, not just, oh, I know, not good enough. No, it's very good that you know, but now second stage, so implement. You need to implement. Yesterday I've been thinking, all of my friends, including myself, make sure every single day, do something that makes you feel fortunate. Makes you feel good, makes you feel that the days, it's a good one, it's good day. You could say, today's good day, because of this, today's good day. Otherwise, no, today is not a good day because always like something, but then it's hard. So the bottom line that you have moral responsibility because your precious previous life provide you these opportunities. So you yourself make sure that this opportunity doesn't throw out of the cube. That's your moral responsibility. One of the Kadama masters said, my precious previous life, you give me this wonderful gift, Tate Milu Rinchesos. Tata Gelor's Boches, no? Now you yourself make sure you don't throw this out of place. At least need to push up a little bit, few inches up, not throw it out of place. So that's our moral responsibility. So otherwise, I very much wish, probably you wish too. There are people out there who are going through struggling mentally. You really wish to do something, but practically there's really nothing you can do. You know? Even though you very much wish to do something, practically what you can do? You can encourage them to meditate. Of course, now you can understand like how much Bodhisattva, they overwhelm every single day, seeing all this being, having an opportunity, not using their opportunity to liberate themselves, and not creating any positive karma. So can you imagine that someone who's worried about day and night, 24 hours, day and night, welfare of other sentient beings, bodhisattva. Can you imagine that? How hard it is for them to like see that they very much wish, you know, so they practice loving kindness, compassion. People don't. People don't practice loving kindness, compassion. Can you imagine that? That's only their wish. Can you imagine that? Not seeing that anybody's doing that, and even though they are fully capable. Oh. So it's kind of, you know, hard so that it's all about causality. It's all about causality. It's all about causality. You see anything. Oh, so then at least what you can do as an individual human being, so you can, you know, create merit and dedicate the merit for welfare of their, you know, their older or their well-being, so this every day you can do. So that helps you to not to part of that practice. Tiny bugs scrolling through your floor, their lives completely saved. You are not going to kill them. Because you believe in bodhicitta. You are not going to harm any beings that in your kitchen, you are not going to. First thing that you are thinking is to how to save their life, not to harm them. That's the benefit. That's a temporary benefit. Oh. So, like, that's how like your life becomes, you know, better life. So, concern about just, you know, just you are imagining, you know, when you do refuge in bodhicitta prayer, you are imagining, you are leading all this being into this refuge in bodhicitta practice mentally. So when you see one of them right there, oh, your primary concern is their happiness. Their happiness is your primary concern. Mm. So they produce happiness to you in your life too. They produce happiness in your life too. Oh. So the power of motivation, every single day when we wake up, so please think, you know, something to make sure that you do something that makes you feel good. Then power of meditation, you know, begin with every single day, like I say, reflecting on the drawback of disturbing thoughts and not to get any chance for them to rise. So then, you know, like putting into actions. So yeah, sometimes it's like kind of like, you know, feels like so far, you know, the enlightenment is so far to reach. Seems like, but you know, like good day is not that far to reach. Good day is not that far to reach. You know, did you ever feel that today's good day? Do you feel? You think, oh, very good. Then you say, oh, I feel great because today's good day because I did this and that. That makes me happy. Oh, that makes me happy. Oh, so that's why, you know, that's why daily practice is important. Daily practice. Daily practice is important, no? Then what Shanti Deva says, you know, Kumna la wa machuve, mudi kaya, ye mai, tewe, neva chungkwembe, neva chembo seva chos. Oh, first, you know, like, it seems like so hard, you know, like, almost like, impossible. Almost like impossible. And I always give you examples. So when 20 plus years ago, when I came to this country, one of our center members, Stephanie, teaching me how to type. So goal is type without looking at keyboard. Maybe we should not mention enlightenment at the very beginning. She said, Gisela, you can, the goal is you should, that you can, slowly you can type without looking at keyboard. I said, how? I said, I never done that. So of course that's a reasonable question to ask. How? It's impossible. I could not find the key. So now you're telling me type without looking at the keyboard, that sounds like impossible. But there's some technique to do, some technique to do. So then you don't try right from the beginning. After a few days, you don't try like this. And first you have to learn how to put your finger there and to reach, you know, then you practice. Like, it takes a long time. Of course, I'm sure, like, Stephanie feels like discouraged to teaching me. So, like, how many times she point, oh, this is F, and I put on J. No, this is here. How many times? Then, you know, because of her love and compassion, patience, and she just want me to succeed. She just want me to succeed. So, you know, monastery, we never have computers. First time I saw a computer when I came to America. That's the first time I saw. Never touched computer. So now can you imagine someone who never touched computer then thinking to teach that person to type without looking at keyboard. That's the goal. That goal is like how you do. Impossible how you do. You have no courage. That's no. So then slowly. Now you learn it is possible. If you have will to do. So that's very good example. You know? So now it doesn't seem like impossible. It's very possible. Not just that, it's very possible. So Gishu Sambo can do the same thing. If I Gishu Gele did, why not? He can do the same thing. But Stephanie cannot give her talent to typing without looking at keyboard right from the beginning. That's impossible. What she can do, she can teach you step by step how to do. That's exactly what Shakyamuni Buddha is doing, teaching us step by step. Shakyamuni Buddha did it. So that for now, it's for us, it seems like that's like unreachable. Something that Lama Tsongkhapa reached, Lama Atisha reached. Now they are teaching us it is possible. That's how you reach. Not right away, like typing. So, you know, now you can type without looking at the keyboard. That is the result of your practice, your interest, your motivation to practice. And the teachers know how to type. It's not like teachers, you have teachers who even don't know where to find the keyboard. Probably you are not going to learn. If your teacher don't know how to find the keyboard, you cannot probably reach to that level that you can type now without looking at keyboard. That's probably impossible. You rely on teachers who already know how to type without looking at the keyboard. She is convinced. You can do. She did it. You can do. Now she teach you. She will not give up on you because she know you can do. That's how she did it. Same thing. Now, this I always said, if Gishu Gele can learn, you can learn. If I dedicate a few hours of every day to practice, you can do probably more. You can do. Same thing. So, So in the Vajrayana teachings, when Lama give initiations, one point, and the Lama asks, Kye means oi, means o. How do you say oi? When you call someone, you say hello, oi, or how do you say? No.
Oi, yeah.
Oi?
Oi.
Yeah, oi. What do you want? In the middle of the initiation, Lama will ask, if you follow the visualization clearly, so there's a certain point, Lama, oi, what do you want? Chichu, chilangas. What do you say? Great bliss. How is it bliss? Devachimbala was. Kesanta, you say. Devachim, Kesa means fortunate one, that you call yourself fortunate one, wish great happiness. You call yourself fortunate one, Lama asks, oi, what do you want? You are in there, What you like or not what you want, what you like. Oi, what you like. Then you say, fortunate one, you say, that's how you begin. Fortunate one, like great bliss. That's what you respond. Yeah, so here, fortunate one, like good day. Fortunate one, like good day. So Buddha appears, Itala appears. Ask you, oi, what do you like? I say, fortunate one, like good day. So good day produce happiness. So then there'll be no, in order to, I say, I just use this example, but you know, that's the great bliss is kind of a complicated thing, but you know, I just use that as an analogy. So, oi, what you like, say, fortunate one, great bliss. So there's all this generating stage, teaching the generating stage is to able to provide that or able to obtain that. That's all very much focused on that. Oh, so every day we fortunate one like good day. So good day is not result of simple wish, it needs to be produced. Otherwise, can you imagine every day feeling bad, every single day feeling bad? Is that like considered as a waste of life? Yes, probably that's considered as a waste of life. Even though we can motivate to do so. We have choice every day. Just ask, tell yourself, fortunate one, like good day, want good day. So then, motivation. So, yeah, otherwise, you know, I don't blame you, I don't blame myself, I don't blame you. If you feel like, oh, like these things are like unreachable. How do you say unreachable? Unreachable. So it's probably Shajamani Buddha before felt the same thing, unreachable. But it is very possible. It's very possible. It begins with the day by day. Okay. So it begins with the meditating on impermanence. It's very important. So if it should benefit us, should or must benefit us, if it's not benefiting us, maybe there's something is not correct or not, so must benefit. So that image I just shared with you, is the same thing is made on impermanence, it's not different, but it's put into some kind of image. Did you saw? You saw? People line up, the long line of people, the first line of this, kind of going into the sky, happening every single minute, every single second is happening. So that kind of gives you a mental image that you are in that line. You can't do anything. You are in that line somewhere. You can't go to the bottom of the line. You can't fix the line. The line is already there. So that, you know, kind of creates your mental image of meditating on impermanent, it's the same thing. It's already mentioned thousands of years ago, but it's not drawn, it's not painted like that, but it's already said thousands of years ago, it's already said. So see, this life. It's like bubble in the water. Therefore, you cannot afford to be negative. Why? Because this body and life is like bubble in the water. It can be burst any second. Therefore, you cannot afford to be negative. So that is meditating on impermanence. That's the beneficial. It's beneficial. It kind of teach you that you cannot afford to be negative because this life is like bubble in the water. Could burst. Any moment. Oh, Enjoy, nothing wrong. Good thing that you are enjoying, you are happy, that's good things. Being negative, you cannot afford being negative. So you need to remember every single day, need to remember that reality, need to remember the realities. Based on their reality, you cannot afford to be negative. Physically, verbally, mentally, you cannot afford to be negative. Why? If the bubble bursts, what follows? Karma, only thing. Nothing else. No need religion to explain to you. You just look at yourself. Even if you can't take this body, can you imagine what else you can take? Nothing. So that's the fact. It's nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. So better do something that you can take. Don't put too much focus on something that you cannot take. That's probably not wise. Maybe share, maybe device, at least something on something that you can take. Not like 100% on something that you cannot take. You need to be aware now. When it's happening, it's too late. Now it's not happening now, that's very fortunate. That you can do now something, you can create something, you can tell. Therefore, do good things, much as possible. Do good things to yourself, to other people, much as possible. That's the best thing to do. Do something good to yourself, verbally, physically, mentally. Do something good for others, physically, mentally, verbally. That's the best thing to do. Be aware of the fact. What you can take when this bubble busts, what can go on, positive things, negative things, both, they go on. So with that fact, then precisely every single day, motivate, precisely calculate how you're going to spend the day, precisely. Be wise, not just wise, be very wise. Then have this. What do you mean like doing something good for you, yourself, physically, verbally, mentally? Verbally, you can say a lambing prayer, you can say a mantra, you can recite sutra, you can do many, many good things verbally. You can say somebody something nice. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. You can say someone, if you met someone in the shopping, grocery store, you say, oh, you look good, your clothes look nice, doesn't cost a penny. You know, oh, your earring looks good. Oh, doesn't cost anything. It doesn't just mean say a mantra. You know, doing verbally good thing doesn't mean say a mantra. There are many things you can do. Mentally. It's unlimited. What you can do mentally, unlimited. Then you see someone moving, you can wish them for enlightenment. That's what it means exactly. Doing mentally something good. Wish them long life, better life, healthier life, happier life. What does it cost? Nothing. Then physically, of course, no. Physically, I would say, offering hand. This we can do because we are physical body, we can do. So that's exactly what it means. Doing something good every day, motivate, then do something good for yourself, physically, mentally, verbally, then do something for others, physically, mentally, verbally. So then you say, oh, good day. Today is good day. So that's what you're hoping for, good day. It is good day. So then, you know, encourage yourself, credit yourself. Kishkele, you did good job. So you did good job. So I'm very much happy what you did. Tomorrow, you can do same thing. Tomorrow, same thing. Oh, like that. So then otherwise, you know, like it's kind of like not good, you know. So feeling bad all the time is not good. There's something you can do. Something you can do. Shanti Deva said, something you can do, should not worry, then you must do. There's nothing you can do, then you shouldn't worry, there's nothing you can do. Why you worry? Kalde chusu yonane telamika chishi. Kalde chusu yonane telamika chishi. Kalde chusu yonane, if there's something you can do, why you worry? Why you feeling down? You should do. If there's nothing you can do, why you worry? There's nothing you can do. What time is now? Oh, sorry, now time is past. Sorry. So if in your dream, if the Tara or Buddha might ask you, oi, what do you like? You like good day. So that's the answer, that's the first answer. Oh. So they all my friends, you try, I try, we all try, okay? So we get benefit. So Dharma is pure. Then there's no question. Dharma is pure. There's no question. It's been pure since Buddha taught. It's pure. It's going to be pure. But unfortunately, sometimes when people who talk Dharma is not kind of. But Dharma itself is pure. It has ability to liberate us. No question. No question. Okay. Thank you very much. So you all have a wonderful weekend. So so Lamula will do the dedication. Thank you.
May all beings everywhere, saved by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective. And wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the misery of the world. Now the long life prayers, verse for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Now the one, the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kinsir Rinpoche, Jitsun Losan Dawak. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alataya. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and joy. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. And then the long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunastic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And all seven green tower mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo's long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
My friend. Oh yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you.